Okay, good afternoon, everybody. Today is not only the third day of Hanukkah, it is also the beginning of December. And that is important halachically because at the beginning of December, in a few days from now, we begin reciting the Saint Talumatar here in Chutz La'aretz in Shmona Esrei. And these are sugyas we've been doing in Daf Yomi for those who are doing Daf Yomi. So it occurred to me to discuss, what about the Southern Hemisphere? In countries in the Southern Hemisphere, it is not going to be coming into winter, they'll be coming into summer. What do they do about the Saint Talumatar? And for that matter, Mashav HaRuach, So a little bit of background. There are two additions in Shmona Esrei that relate to rain. We are Mazkir Gevuras Geshamim by saying Mashav Ruach Marad Hageshem. That you could do even on Shabbos. It's in the first three brachos of Shmona Esrei. And if you miss it, you have to repeat Shmona Esrei. Unless you said Marad Atal, then you would not have to repeat Shmona Esrei. Machlokes Reblaz Rabbi Yeshua in the very first Mishnah, Maseches Tainis, when we start doing that. Is it on the first day of Sukkot or is it only on Shmini Atzeres? And the Gemara discusses what's behind that Machlokes. Then there is a second edition into the Shmona Esrei called being Mivakesh for rain by saying the Saint Talumatar. If you miss the Saint Talumatar, you could still say it in the Bracha of Shomea Tefillah, but if you miss it entirely, you have to repeat Shmona Esrei, and saying Mor Natal is not good enough. It's not going to cover you. The Mishnah in Tainus Daf Yud has a machlokas between the Tanakama, who says that we begin saying the Saint Talumatar on the third day of Mar Cheshvan, and Rav Gamliel, who says we say it on the seventh day of Mar Cheshvan, because that's 15 days after Sukkot, and it gives ample time for those who came to Yerushalayim for Yontif to be able to get back home without a problem. The Gemara then quotes a Braisa that says, yeah, those Shitas in the Mishnah are about Eretz Yisrael, but in Chutz La'aretz, 60 days after the equinox, and thus December 4th or 5th in a leap year, right, that's when we start saying V'sein Tal Umatar. But what about the Southern Hemisphere? You do not find a discussion of this at all in the Gemara, and for good reason. In the times of the Gemara, there were no Jews living in the Southern Hemisphere, for that matter, in the times of the Rishonim, there were no Jews living in the Southern Hemisphere. Now there are a whole bunch of Jewish communities in the Southern Hemisphere. Now you have Argentina and Australia and Brazil and Chile and New Zealand and South Africa and Uruguay and all sorts of different countries that are in the Southern Hemisphere where there are substantial Jewish communities. So the issue first came up in a tshuva sefer called Shut Toras Chaim, Rav Chaim Shabtai, in the early 17th century, and he was asked by a community in Brazil. Now, not all of Brazil is in the Southern Hemisphere, but this must have been in one of those communities that was actually in the Southern Hemisphere. And the people in Brazil were working with the assumption that if it were to rain, I'm going to use the term summer based on from a Northern Hemisphere perspective, otherwise it will get confusing. Right? If it were to rain in what we call the winter time between Sukkot and Pesach, it would be very damaging to them because that's not the time it's supposed to rain for them. So they wanted to not say Mashav Ruach Marad Hageshem during what we call the winter time. They wanted to say it only during what we call the summer months between Pesach and Sukkot. Now there is a machlokas in the Gemara Tainis where the Mashav Ruach Marad Hageshem and Saint Talumatar are said based on local conditions. Let's say you have a city whose weather patterns are a little bit different than the other local cities. So the Gemara talks about a city called Nineveh in Chutz La'aretz where rain was necessary throughout the summer. That particular city, for what its needs were, It needed rain throughout the summer as well. So they wanted to know, the Gemara raises that question, not about the Southern Hemisphere, Northern Hemisphere, where everybody else doesn't need rain in the summertime, but this particular city needed rain in the summertime. So can you say V'sein Talumatar in Baruch Aleinu when it's usually said, or does it have to be added in as a separate bakasha in Shema Koleinu? And the Gemara concludes that Mashav Ruach Marad Hageshem is never said based on local conditions, it's said based on when the world is saying it, whereas V'sein Talumatar is not said in the usual place in Shmona Esrei, but you could stick it into Shema Koleinu in a place like Nineveh. That's when you have a city in the Northern Hemisphere that has different needs. What if you have an entire country that has different needs? That is a machlokas between the Rush claims the Rambam is on his side, and everybody else, where the Rush and perhaps the Rambam say that if you're in the entire country, says these brachos according to their local climate, what their needs are, therefore Spain and Germany, he said, should follow local climate needs when they say these brachos, and he says that this has to be Shitas HaRambam. What gives him the impression that it's Shitas HaRambam? Because there's a steer in the Rambam between the Perish of Mishnayis and the Rambam in Hilchus Tefillah. In Hilchus Tefillah, the Rambam says that you should say V'sein Talumat and Shomea Tefillah during the summer, and in Perish of Mishnayis, he says that you say it in Birchus Hashanim. In Birchus Hashanim. So the Rambam in the Perish of Mishnayis Latayinus says clearly on the other side that it's unthinkable that if there's a time that it's going to be harmful for rain to happen, for you to daven for rain. I mean, you have to realize these are two shailas. Shaila number one is, when I don't want rain, do I have to ask for it because it happens to be the what we call winter time? And shaila number two is, when I do want rain, am I permitted to ask for it in the normal place in Shmona Esrei, right? Even though the rest of the world doesn't want rain at this time. So the Rambam, one thing the Rambam says clearly is, it's impossible to say that you're going to ask for rain when you really don't want it and when you think it's going to be damaging to you. That the Rambam certainly says. But what about the other side of the equation, where the Rambam seems to contradict himself? When I want rain, but the northern hemisphere doesn't want rain, so should I be davening for rain? So the Rush says it's a simple way to resolve the Rambam's position, that there's a chiluk between a city and a medina, and if it's just a city, so then you got to add it in Shema Kolein. You cannot put it in the V'sein Talamater and Birch Hashanim. But if it's a whole medina, then you can put it in Birch Hashanim. Now again, the Rush is not talking about the southern hemisphere. He's talking about you have a whole country that for whatever reason needs rain during the summertime and not during the wintertime. A lot of the Achronim think that the Rush is not understanding the Rambam correctly, that the Rambam was familiar with the concept of a city and a country, and if he thought to be Mechalik, he would have mentioned such a chiluk, and he did not mention any such chiluk. And the Rambam, you know, where the Rambam's discrepancy about where you put it in the tefillah just depends on the time of the year. Between the 7th of Marchezron and Pesach, you'd say it in Birch Hashanim. After Pesach, you'd say it in Shomea Tefillah. Shulchan Aruch, we paskin in Simon Kuf Yud Zayin Siv Beis, not like the Rush, that if you have an entire country that requires rain in what we call the summertime, says the Shulchan Aruch, you don't ask for rain in Birch Hashanim. If you want, you could do it in Shomea Tefillah, but that's it. And in essence, the people of Brazil wanted to follow the Shita of the Rush, they say we're an entire country down here in Brazil, and we want to follow the Shita of the Rush and apply it to the southern hemisphere. Says Torah Chaim, you may not do that. Number one, the Rush's approach was rejected by other Rishonim, including Shulchan Aruch. Number two, the Rambam Shita is not really like the Rush. The Rush misunderstood the Rambam. And number three, the Rush himself retracted his Shita when he saw that nobody else was following his Shita. So, and based on the claim that rain between Sukkot and Pesach was bad for them, he said, no, that you can do. Not ask for rain between Sukkot and Pesach. Because the Rambam did say clearly that you should not ask for rain when it's bad for you. But you want to know what to do during the summertime. Can you ask for rain during the summertime? I don't think you can say V'sein Talumatar during the summertime. There's even a further shaila. You know, the halacha is that if you miss V'sein Talumatar when you're supposed to say, you have to repeat Shemon Esrei, right? So what if you have someone in Germany or Spain, a whole medina, that recited Mashav Ruach Marta Geshem or V'sein Talumatar after Pesach? So according to the Shulchan Aruch, they said something that they weren't supposed to say, so they should have to repeat Shemon Esrei. But according to the Rush, they did good. They did what they were supposed to do. So the Maria Buav says, we don't pass like the Rush, but we pass enough like the Rush not to repeat Shemon Esrei. So don't repeat Shemon Esrei. Mechaber says, not like the Maria Buav, and the Rama paskins like Maria Buav on that. So now let's get to the southern. All of that was about cities and countries in the northern hemisphere. Now let's actually get to the southern hemisphere. In the 1890s, there was a Rav in Melbourne, Australia. He was there for 2 years before he moved to Toledo, Ohio. But he caused the whole ruckus in those 2 years, because he came to Melbourne and he saw that everyone was following the psak of the Teres Chaim. They were not saying Mashvaruch Merda Geshem at all, and they were saying the same time, because they can't say it during the what we call the wintertime, because they didn't want rain during the wintertime, and they can't say it during the summertime either. And they were saying the same Talamater and Shomea Tefillah during the Australian winter, what we call the summertime, between Pesach and Sukkot, and they weren't saying it at all during between Marcheshvan and Pesach. So he thought that that was terribly wrong, and he immediately sent letters to Gedolei Torah about this, and he said that the Torah's Chaim Shita is based on an assumption that is incorrect. He said the assumption is that rain would be bad for us in the summertime in Brazil. Not true, he says. It's not bad for them. In Australia, it's not bad for them to have rain in what we call the wintertime, what is their summer, and therefore he concluded that Australia should follow the practice of everywhere else outside of Eretz Yisrael, say Mashvar Moreh Geshem from Sukkot to Pesach, say V'sein saying Talmud Matir Birchas Hashanim when everyone else in Chutz La'aretz is saying it. So that seems to be the most accepted psak. The Rav Kook has a tshuva in Orach Mishpat, Orach Chaim Simon Chav Dalet, Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank in Shlotar Tzvi, Orach Chaim Simon Nun Vav, Dayan Weiss in Minchas Yitzchak, in Chelek Vav Simon Kuf Ayin Aleph, Rav Sal Stern, who is a Rav in Australia, in Tshuvas Betzal Chachma, Chelek Vav Simon Pehe, all accept that shita. That you would say it like you would everywhere else. Now Rav Vosner had a totally different approach to this whole thing. Rav Vosner said every sugya in Shas was about the Northern Hemisphere. So whatever you're going to talk about, Shitas Hara, Shitas Rambam, this, that, it's all in the Northern Hemisphere. The Southern Hemisphere is a whole different ballgame. For a person in the Southern Hemisphere to ask for rain in what is their summer, our winter, he says, is asking Hashem to be Nishtana Maisa Bereshis. You're asking Hashem to change Maisa Bereshis entirely and to change the entire climate of the whole world. And that you're not allowed to do. He said everything should be totally reversed. Everything should be flipped. This is in Shut Shevet Alevi, Chelek Aleph, Simen, Chaf Aleph, and then again in Chelek Tes, Simen, Kuf, Mem, Ches. And therefore, it turns out, Tfilas Tal and Tfilas Geshem also flipped, according to Rav Vosner. That mamish, everything should be flipped. Their winter is their winter, regardless of what's going on in the Northern Hemisphere. So there are lots and lots of different approaches that are possibilities la halacha. Rav Shmuel Salant is quoted in Beis Avraham Chelek Aleph, page 36, that they should say Mashav Haruach like the rest of the world, but V'sein Talam Matar should be from Nisan until Tishrei. There are those who want to follow an approach that makes it that they'll always at least be sure to fulfill their mitzvah of tefillah. So all year long, they say Morad Atal in the second bracha Shmoneh Esrei, because you never have to repeat if you say Morad Atal at least. So they'll just stick with Morad Atal the whole year, and they'll say V'sein Talam Matar in Shomea Tefillah whenever there's any opinion that you should say V'sein Talam Matar at all. And at least that way, you'll never have a situation where you have to repeat Shmoneh Esrei. Rav Vosner, as we said, flips everything. The Taras Chaim follows the approach of the Shulchan Aruch, but adds that in seasons where the rain is not good for you, you should omit Mashvaruch Morad Gesh. The Rush says that where it depends if you're in a country or just a city where things are different, but the generally accepted opinion is to follow with the simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch, that communities should follow the same practice as we have in Northern Hemisphere communities in Chutz La'aretz, and I think that's the most common practice. You will find different communities in the Southern Hemisphere that have different practices with regard to this, but I think the most common practice is just to do what people normally do in the Northern Hemisphere. The Aruch HaShulchan Kuf Yud Zayin Sif Dalid says that we try to be consistent everywhere, and we say V'sein Talam Matar only in the winter months. And he says it's Ki'ilu Yatza Baskol Lasos K'Bnei Bavel. It's as if a Baskol came out in a Shemayim that the whole world should follow B'nei Bavel, whether it makes sense or doesn't make sense. And anyone who's Mefak Mikvazeh is Roy La'onesh. The Aruch HaShulchan says you shouldn't take issue with this minhag. So you can have, even in the same country sometimes, two different communities that will follow different practices. It all depends on who the first Rabbanim were there and what they paskened at those times. Okay, everyone have a great day.